Let's continue with Rav Horowitz's list. Number three, spend quality time and nurture your relationships with your children. And seek help should you find yourself exuding negative energy with them. Okay, spend quality time with our children. We've discussed this before. We must spend time with our kids. Rav Horowitz says you must spend 5 minutes a day talking with each one of your children when they come home from school. You have to set aside this time. Very, very important. Children, when they're young, like to talk. And if we actively try to listen, we're training them to continue talking to us. If they stop talking to us, very often, it's the parents' responsibility. Because the parent probably showed them at some point they're not so interested. Spend the 5 minutes a day. Spend quality time. Nurture the, you have to spend time with your children. It's an absolute must. We've discussed the mushel in the past. Two mushels, big rocks, little rocks. This is the mushel of Stephen Covey from the Seven Habits of Highly Effective Families or People. Here's the mushel. You have three buckets 6 inches deep. And, excuse me, you have a bucket 6 inches deep. And you have 2 inches of pebbles and 3 5-inch tall rocks. So you put the pebbles in first, 2 inches. You put the big rocks in. They don't fit. They stick out from the top of the bucket. But if you put the 5-inch rocks in, if you put the rocks in first and then pour in the pebbles will find their way on the side in between the rocks, and it will all fit into the bucket. Life is about setting priorities, and quality time with our children is a priority. It is a big rock. Very, very important. We've discussed this in other places. We'll discuss it more in the future. We need the reminding of this all the time. We have to set priorities. If we like to watch 3 hours of TV every night, and we have less time for other things, well, that's a choice we're making. That's a choice we're making. I think it's a poor choice. Very poor. There's another mushel. A person says to himself, it's impossible. I don't have time. I don't have time. I have work. I need to exercise. I need to relax a little bit. I just don't have time. I'm too busy. I don't have time to spend with my kids. It's impossible. I can't find the time. Here's the mushel from Rabbi Dr. Twersky Shlita. A businessman's on a trip. He comes to the hotel. He needs a room. He says, I need a room. The desk clerk says, sorry, sir. The rooms are full. The hotel is full. He says, I need a room. He says, they're all full. The businessman says, let me speak to your manager. The manager comes out. I'm sorry, sir, the rooms are full. The businessman says, do you mean to tell me that if right now the President of the United States himself came to your hotel, you wouldn't find him a room? The manager says, oh, the President? For the President, we would find a room. The man says, good. He's not coming. I'll take his room. Ah, that's a good mushel. Our children are the President. They need our time. And Rav Horowitz points out, our time and our love is something which they treasure, which they can't get in the outside world. And if you want to help ensure your kids stay on the derech and in the Mesorah, you give them at home what they can't get outside. The love and the attention that children crave and want. Okay. Very, very important. Rav Horowitz gives another mushel, another example. What if it turns out that the way your child's schooling works, he has to go to a dorm in high school? That's the way your life worked out. So what do? You put into the budget to go visit him a few times a year and take him out for a day. If the principal complains, you tell him Rav Horowitz sent you. Take him out to spend a day with him. If he's in a dorm, you have to go and spend time. Two of my kids worked out. They went to a dormitory for high school. It's around a 40-minute drive from the house. Rav Horowitz said, you know, this is, he said to me, oh, this is why you own a car in Israel. So you can visit your son once a week to learn with him and talk to him. I said to him, Rebbe, Baruch Hashem, I've already learned from you, and I already decided to do that, to visit them once a week, even before you told me. Oh. Very, very important. Let's say you're a working mother, and the way your life is structured, you're just really not home that much with your kids. They're at a daycare center, you get home. That's how, for parnassa reasons, you're stuck. Okay, that's your reality. Then you try to make extra time on Shabbos. You try to make extra time on Sunday. Ah, you're tired. You're okay. You talk it over with your husband, and you work it out that if for some reason during the week you're not spending as much time with your kids as you'd like, you make it up on the weekends for sure. That's what he's saying. Let's read it again. Spend quality time and nurture your relationships with your children. Okay. The second part, seek help should you find yourself exuding negative energy with them. This means as follows. Sometimes it's normal, it happens in life, especially when kids are older, that the relationship gets a little negative. You're arguing, you think your child talks back to you, you raise your voice, your child raises his or her voice. It's negative energy. At that point, let's say you're the mother. Your husband might say to you, you know, dear, I think your relationship with this child needs a little work. You've got to work on this. So what's your first reaction going to be? You'll be defensive. Good? That's normal. Normal to be defensive. I'm telling you now, get past it. Get past the defensiveness. Your spouse makes that comment to you, take it seriously. Go talk to someone. Talk to a friend you have that you trust. Talk to an older mentor or talk to a professional, possibly. It's important. Take that step back and make an adjustment. Make that adjustment. You're the parent. You're the one who has more self-control. Certainly, it's possible sometimes when a child, especially when a child is older, they're also supposed to make adjustments, but you, the parent, do whatever you can to make the relationship better. Rav Horowitz gives a mashal about this. It's a very important mashal about the parent taking responsibility to make an adjustment to help the relationship get better. Once a couple came to him with one of their children, and the child was having trouble in school. Rav Horowitz spoke to the child, spoke to the parents. Turns out the child felt he was unloved by his mother. Well then, if that's true, then it's likely that the child will have trouble in school. So Rav Horowitz spoke to the parents, and the mother, she loved the child to death. She wrote him love notes, gave him a little love note in his lunchbox every day. So what was the problem? The problem was the boy needed a hug. The mother was verbal. But the boy needed a hug, like at least most children do, probably all children. So Horowitz said to the mother, you have to adjust. Here's the mashal. The mother is like a 220 outlet, and the child is like a 110 appliance. The mother's just giving the wrong type of energy. So the mother has to put the converter in to convert to fit for the child. Very important. If someone points out to you this negative energy, as Rav Horowitz mentions, so you'll be defensive, that's normal. Then get over the defensiveness and start working on it. Talk to someone, make a plan, take a step back, make an adjustment. Very important. That's number three. Spend quality time and nurture your relationships with your children and seek help should you find yourself exuding negative energy with them. Okay, we'll stop here.